We're doing Gemara Brachos Reptilam Gimel Amid Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah. Mazkirin, we make mention, Lashon Rabim, like the first Mishnah, Ba'arvin, Gevurot Geshamim, the might of the rain, B'tchiyat HaMetim, and the blessing about the resurrection of the dead. And being that that blessing begins with Atah Gibor, that's why the Mishnah chooses to use the term Gevurot Geshamim. V'she'ela, and we request rain, B'Birkat HaShanim, and the blessing of the years. Why is it called Birkat HaShanim when we seemingly speak about this year? V'Havdalah, and we speak about discernment, about Motzei Shabbos, about Atachonantonu. Where do we say Havdalah? In Chonein Hadas, in the fourth blessing, the blessing of Chonein Hadas, as the Jerusalem Talmud says, Imein de'a havdalah minayin. Now, do we say the blessing of Chonein Hadas in its ordinary form and interject havdalah, or does the blessing of Chonein Hadas change? So from the juxtaposition of the Mishnah, it would seem that havdalah is just like the others. The others are added, but the blessing maintains its form. So to Havdalah would seem to be an addition, but the blessing maintains its form. But this is a machlokas rishonim, whether atachonantanu is the whole blessing, or you say atachonin ladam das, then you stick an atachonantanu, and then you finish it off the way you would ordinarily. Rabbi Akiva omer. Rabbi Akiva says, omera beracha revit bifnei atzma. Havdalah gets its own fourth blessing. It's a standalone. Rabbi Eliezer omer boda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says, Havdalah goes in the prayer of thanks. And this is interesting that Rabbi Eliezer, who was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi, appears at the end of the Mishnah after Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Ordinarily, things go in chronological order. Maskirin gevurot geshamim maitaima. Why do we mention the Gvuros Geshamim in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Amar Rav Yosef, mitoch sheshkula ketchiyat hamitim lefichach kavo betchiyat hamitim, because it is weighted like the resurrection of the dead, that's why they established it in the blessing of the resurrection of the dead. V'sheila bevirkat hashanim, and asking for rain in the blessing over years, maitayma, amar Rav Yosef, mitoch shei parnasa lefichach kavo bevirkat parnasa. Being that it is our livelihood, so they stuck it into the blessing of the livelihood. Avda Rav Chanan Adat Maitaima. Amar Rav Yosef, mitoch shei chokhma, kavo bebirkat chokhma. Being that discernment is part of wisdom, the wise person knows to discern, that's why it wasn't stuck in the blessing of wisdom. Rabbanan Amar, mitoch shei chol lefecha, kavo bebirkat chol. The rabbis say this is a blessing about the weekday, so it was instituted in the blessing of the weekday. Now that's interesting that it's called Chol, because Lechora Havdalah is part of Kodesh. It's either its own mitzvah or part of the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. It's at the other end of Kiddush. You sanctify it when it enters and you indicate that the holy day is over. So when you have a divider, is the divider stressing that A is finished or that B is beginning? So here you see, the stress is that B is beginning. That's the beginning of the weekday. So that also is an interesting concept, because the last time that was created, it would seem, is Motzei Shabbos. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether creation began with Motzei Shabbos or creation began with Sunday morning. And then the last time that would have been created is that time that connects the holy with the mundane. That time of Motzei Shabbos, or that time of Havdalah. So here you see the Gemara calls Havdalah as a topic of weekday. Amar Rav Ami, Gdola De'a Shenitna B'Tchilat Bracha Shel Chol. How great is De'a, how great is knowledge, that it is the beginning of the blessing of Chol. So earlier we called it Chochmah, now we're calling it De'a. Amar Rabbi Ami, Gdola De'ashnitna bin Shtotiyot. Look at how great Deya knowledge is, that it appears between two names of Hashem. Shneimar Kikel Deyot Hashem. וכל מי שאין בו דעה אסור לרחם עליו. If he doesn't have דעה, you can't have mercy over him. שנאמר, כאילו עם בינות הוא, על כן לא ירחמנו עושהו. They aren't a nation of understanding, so their maker has no mercy over them. The Pasuk said, Binot. We said, Da'as. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Gadol b'kedash shenitan min shtei otiyot shenemar pa'alta Hashem, mikedash Hashem. So you see the word mikedash appears between two names of Hashem, so it must be great. V'amar b'ilazar kol adam sheyesh bo de'a, ki lo nimna bet hamikdash b'yamav. If a person has de'a, so then it's as though the temple was built in his days. De'a nitana ben shtei otiyot, mikedash nitan min shtei otiyot. Because they have this unifying factor that they are both mentioned in between two mentions of Hashem's names. So, how does this correspond to the Gemara that says any generation that did not have the temple built in their times, it's as though the temple was destroyed in their times? Matkiv la Rav Acha Karchina, we go on. Rav Acha Karchino. Rav Acha either who was bald or Rav Acha who was on the Madrega of Kerach. He asked the following question, would he also say revenge is great? Because it also appears between two names of Hashem. Shneimar ken nekamot Hashem. Amar lei, he answered him, in b'milta mi'agdolai, yes, there are places where revenge is necessary and then it is really a great thing. והיינו דאמרו לו שתי נקמות הללו, למה אחת לטובה ואחת לרעה? לטובה דכתיב הופיע אמר פרן, לרעה דכתיב כן נקמות השם, כן נקמות הופיע. Why is it that it says twice נקמה, one for good and one for bad? For good, that's the blessings Am Yisrael got out of it. For bad, to punish those who did not accept the Torah. And this goes back to the Rashi in Beitza, that it seems that the idea of offering the nations the Torah was to hold them accountable when they would refuse.